So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Welcome to the Ben and Vince show, and welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome back to the podcast, and welcome forward to the Ben and Vince show. And what's in the news?
What's in the news?
Yeah. You know what, let's not talk about that.
Detroit's best dressed man aims to mend Motown.
Motown?
Yeah.
Is Motown still a thing?
Isn't that just what they call Detroit?
Well, I guess, but I thought it's mostly, you know, the music genre.
I mean, the big three automakers may be on the rebound, but in the original Motor City, Detroit, is still battling to turn the tide. Hold on, let me do this more correctly. The big three automakers may be on the rebound, but the original Motor City, Detroit, is still battling to turn the tide of decline. One of the people leading the fight is Charles Pug.
Do we have him in the studio?
You can see it, but I was like moving all my, you know, my head around.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. All right. I try not to look at you. is there like a new Motor City?
No. I didn't get that.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure that Detroit is still the Motor City anymore, but I don't think it was replaced by any particular city.
Right.
So what's Charles? His idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You want me to click on it?
No.
Too late. He's wearing a bow tie. Is
Ooh.
That what makes him so well-dressed?
He sounds pretty well-dressed. Though,
an ex-television broadcaster known for a swanky wardrobe and outspoken presence. He was solidly voted in as president of Detroit's city council 2 years ago, carrying a mandate to clean up corruption and undo decades of mismanagement.
Yeah, that sounds like something he'll be able to accomplish.
Battles over strip club legislation,
what?
Water bills, and inflated budgets defined his early days in office.
Wait, how do you feel about this, the L.A., you know, porn condom law?
Oh, he's friends with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, cool. That does sound
I think
like
it's
fun.
Stupid.
You're right. It is stupid.
I mean, I can see the point.
Right. Safety. But
that's a stupid point.
Oh, okay. Well,
because they already have, like, you know, measures in place to make sure that they are safe.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the point is it's the same as, like, you know, how, like, smoking in movies is not cool anymore.
Wait, but that's dumb, though.
It's like to make you want to use a condom.
But that's dumb, right? I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of okay. But the point is, if just Los Angeles
right.
passes a law,
yeah.
everyone's just going to go somewhere else.
Exactly. I was asking somebody about this, because it just seemed like an unfamiliar concept. Like I've never actually seen any porn where they use condoms.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, isn't that really weird?
Well, that's the point, is that in the future it won't be weird because...
Okay. Okay.
Everyone will be doing it.
Okay. I don't know. Just seems weird. Is anyone really watching these as, like, you know, guidance on how to live their own lives. You know, like that guy used the condom, therefore, you know, I will too. Or, you know, that guy's not using a condom, therefore it must be okay. You know?
No, it's like that guy's not using a condom, so therefore it's sexy.
Oh, and then, okay. But, and so if they start using them, then that will become sexy?
Yeah.
Okay. Still seems weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's weird.
I mean, it's just like, it's like having a, it's like a guy in the room, just like there in the background, you know?
What?
Like, it's just like this, you know, it just seems so out of place or something.
Wait, there's going to be a guy in the room?
No, there's not going to be a guy in the room. But it's just, it's
like, is he going to be like watching to make sure they're using a condom?
Yeah, right. Right, that's, okay. I mean, who's going to enforce this law also?
He's going to be a, like the porn ref?
Yeah. Yeah. Flag on the play, etc. But no, I just, like imagine, I don't know. It's just, okay. I guess it's just unfamiliar, that's all I'm saying.
Imagine what?
You know, it's just like this weird thing there that you just, I mean, like, how could you avoid looking at it? I don't know.
I mean, you're not supposed to avoid looking at it. That's where all the action is taking place.
But, but is it, like, it just, it would, you know, it just brings you out of it or something, right? Like, oh, good thing that guy stopped to be sensible.
I mean, that's the same thing that happens with a real condom.
Yeah, right. I know, but that's not why people watch porn, right? They're not looking for realism. Or, you know.
Speak for yourself.
I prefer my my porn movies, you know, dark and gritty, like Batman. I'm saying I like to watch Batman having sex.
I mean,
no comment.
That don't make you a bad person.
Make me a bat person. What?
What was that noise?
I don't know.
It was... Just let all the air out of a balloon or something?
Yeah, haven't you ever been to instantletalltheairoutofaballoon.com?
Just let all the air out of a condom?
Yeah. That one that I keep there, that by law I'm not required to keep in the studio. To wear in the studio, I guess.
I mean, now we're in Minnesota. They don't have any dumb laws like that.
I mean, I just, you know, I don't. It's hard for me to keep track of different cities and states.
Right.
You know, because I'm in so many different ones all the time, so I just follow all.
Just always wear a condom.
Yeah, like right now.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I think we settled that issue.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the new segment of our show. Now onto sports.
On to sports.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. What a stupid result.
What? Yeah, right? Dumb.
I really hate that team that won.
So lame. They're the worst. I just.
Their fans are like the most annoying ones.
I wish they could have both lost.
Yeah, me too.
Too bad that one team had to win. I mean, I feel good that the other guys lost. But at the same time,
I mean, only marginally.
Right. It was a close game for a little bit there.
Yeah.
And then maybe some more of it. I don't know. How about, did you like the ads?
Yeah. They're okay.
Yeah. I feel like they're becoming too self-aware.
Kind of old school.
I read this article that was like, all right.
But anyway, so who do you think is going to win this year?
probably, you know, the the team that wants it the most.
Yeah.
That has the best players and scores the most points.
That's pretty incisive analysis.
Did you say it was Madden-esque?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I don't think anyone would ever use the word Madden-esque.
Okay, so you wouldn't say it.
Maybe I would say it. Probably you would say it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to break.
Wow, all right. This is the break segment of the show.
In the little village where I was born, life moved at a slower pace, yet felt all the richer for it. There, my two uncles were known far and wide for their delicious cooking. They seasoned their zesty chicken using only the freshest herbs and spices. People call them Los Pollos Hermanos, the Chicken Brothers. Today we carry on their tradition in a manner that would make my uncles proud. The finest ingredients are brought together with loving care, then slow cooked to perfection. Yes, the old ways are still best at Los Pollos Hermanos. But don't take my word for it. One taste and you'll know.
This is the first time that I've ever been back. So how was your break?
I took a big shit in the bathroom.
God, man, come on. I'm glad we have... There's the, you know, the Vince's room and the Ben's room in the studio.
I'm just kidding, I didn't really do that. I sat here and waited for you to get your ass back in the studio.
Well, some of us can't go to the bathroom in the same building as anyone else. So, sorry.
So would you go sit in a hall or something?
What?
Ice shitting.
Ice shitting? You know, I like to contribute, okay? I feel like everyone's always just taking stuff out of ice-covered lakes. But how about those people who take off all their clothes and then go swim in ice-covered lakes?
I mean, like, well, I don't think you could swim in an ice-covered lake.
I mean, you break part of it, and that way you can enter it.
Isn't that, like, just called, like, dying?
Yeah, like, yeah, I think so.
I see, like, the people who, like, go swim in, like, you know, cold oceans or whatever.
Pretty cool.
What?
You kids think that's cool? I understand you kids.
I didn't say I did it.
How do you feel about surfing?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's kind of cool. I would never do it. And
dude, hang 10. Surf's up.
Okay.
Cowabunga.
Thanks. You know, take it easy. Don't wear a watch.
Is that what happened to you?
When I went surfing?
Yeah.
No, I wore a watch.
Well, and then it got broken.
No, it was fine.
Why are you telling me not to wear a watch?
Because you don't usually wear watches, right? So why would you put one on to go surfing?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, so, you know, I made it back on time. And I think you have a more...
So you didn't lose the board, did you?
Listen, I read the rules before I went out, okay? I knew what would happen. Yeah. I mean, some people are very into surfing. There's, like, competitions and stuff. That seems kind of dumb. Shouldn't it just be to, like, have fun?
I mean, the same could be said for any sport.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, how come people don't just play football in backyards and that's it? Like backyard football.
Yeah. So what did the article say?
Oh, I didn't actually read it. I just read the headline that said like companies were like releasing their ads early or something so people would know what was gonna be.
Well, like yeah, isn't that like that Ferris Bueller thing?
What?
That Ferris Bueller thing?
What Ferris
Matthew
Bueller
Broderick?
Thing? What about him?
The Super Bowl ad?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched it for the sports and the halftime show, which was excellent. Hello.
So did you hear that your car won car of the year?
Yeah, I did. I did hear that, actually. Someone was saying that it was good that I didn't make any New Year's resolutions because my car just, you know, it already won the award. And that was, like, I would have just felt bad if I had made any resolutions because my car is just doing better than I am. But I don't think that's accurate. Can't we both?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was. I mean, probably it made more sense. Probably I just didn't understand it. So remembering it is that it didn't make any sense. But yeah, go my car, right?
Yeah.
You want to drive in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I left it at home.
I want to drive in all the cars. I think so far I've driven about 28, 29 different cars.
That's a lot.
I got a list here.
Oh, boy.
The list says I've driven...
Is it in alphabetical order?
Cars, no.
Is it in chronological order?
Vaguely.
Okay.
It says I've driven 28 cars, but I think I'm forgetting one. Maybe not.
Okay. What was the most alphabetical car you've ever driven?
The most alphabetical?
Yeah.
Well, I've driven an F-150.
Okay.
I also drove 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 E-350s.
Oh, you've driven... You just mean, like, 28 different cars, not, like, car models.
Yeah, just different cars.
That's still a lot, though.
I've only driven 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 different car models.
Okay. Which is, amazingly, what this show was brought to you by today, the number 16.
And most of them were different model years, probably.
Right. That's a lot of E350s.
Yeah.
Why so many of those?
I don't know, why not? They're cool. They're okay. Good car. I recommend them.
Alright, alright. Which one out of the 8 would you recommend?
Which one?
Out of the 8 that you've driven.
Oh. I don't know. Probably the newest one.
Okay. Alright. I'll keep my eye out for that once I get my carjacking equipment in the mail.
Carjacking equipment.
I'm going to order it out of a comic book ad. That's what they sell. Maybe that's a reference that's lost on some people. They used to, you know, it'd always be like...
X-ray specs.
X-ray specs, yeah, or like... You know, X-ray vision, but without the specs, right? You know, just, you know, draw what you see, or like, you know, electrocute somebody, or like, fake eyeballs. Anyway, I bought my dad a book of those for Hanukkah.
So you bought him a comic book?
I bought him a book that, like, some guy actually tracked down what all the products actually did, or, like, he went and bought them. It was funny.
You always be like,
yes. He didn't understand it at first. And he was standing there like, what? You know, like, oh, thanks. And my mom was like, why are you so terrible at accepting gifts? But then after he was like, after he figured it out, I don't blame him. I think when I saw the cover too, I didn't really understand what it was supposed to be. But yeah, after he figured out, he got very excited about it. He was flipping through, and he was like, one that was like magic calculator or something, which was like the dumbest product ever. And he was like, I had that! We had that!
Is it just a calculator?
It was basically like a combination of like a calculator and an abacus, but like harder to use than either of those. It's crazy. Like, you had to like press down, he was like trying to remember it, how he's like, you have to like press down until it, you know, the number, this number, and then like until you take away that number, that amount of white things, and then you do that until it's red, and then you, it's like so confusing.
I saw this museum that had like a bunch of old toys and stuff. You'd probably like that.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that?
It was in Vermont.
Okay.
Old toy. Queechy Gorge.
How do you spell that?
Q-U-E-C-H-E-E space.
I think that's pronounced.
G-O-R-G-E.
Okay. I think that's pronounced Quiche Gorge.
No, that's Q-U-I-C-H-E.
Correct. G-O-R-G-E.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
That's our Vermont.
Show. That's our show. Visit Queechy, whatever. Queech George.
Don't visit it. It wasn't that great.
Okay.
Anyway, isn't visit like it if you're beauty? Like in the old toys.
Okay. Is that the only old toy museum in the country?
It's the only one I've been to.
Okay. What about like your house?
Zingo.
Okay. Here we go. Alright, see you guys next time.